Folks, we have about 30 more seconds before we get this party started. All right. Time is now 5:30 p.m. Therefore, I call to order the regular meeting of the Harker Heights Planning and Zoning Commission for April 27th, 2022. Commissioners, please ensure that you are speaking directly into your microphone. For the official recording, please state your name for the record each time you speak. The P&Z consists of volunteers appointed by the City Council. We coordinate with city staff, owners, developers, and agents, and residents to provide the City Council with independent, objective, and coordinated evaluations and recommendations of planning and zoning issues in the context of state statutes, local ordinances, and the city's land use and comprehensive plans. Except for approved final plats, all votes or recommendations are forwarded to the City Council for the final decision. Staff will call each commissioner and note commissioners present and absent, please.
Chairman Robinson.
Chairman Robinson, present.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, present.
Secretary Stegmeyer.
Secretary Stegmeyer, present.
Commissioner Schein. Commissioner Schein. Marking Commissioner Schein as absent. Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, present.
Commissioner Watford.
Commissioner Watford, present.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, present.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, present.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, present.
Alternate Commissioner Strickland.
Alternate Commissioner Strickland, present.
Alternate Commissioner Strickland, or McDaniel, sorry.
Alternate Commissioner McDaniel, present.
Thank you.
Very good. All right, we do have a quorum, and everybody needs to silence your cell phones or whatever electronic devices out there so it won't interrupt things. And I have not asked for the invocation. Would you do the Pledge of Allegiance? All right, I'll do the invocation. All right. Okay, we're going to start out with the invocation. I will lead the invocation tonight, and then we will have Vice Chairman Robinson do the Pledge of Allegiance. So if everybody would please stand if they choose to. And join us here. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day in Harker Heights. We thank you for having all of the staff here, all the commissioners here, and people here to take care of business with the Planning and Zoning Commission tonight. We ask that you guide us tonight and help us make the right decisions that are the best for the city and for the citizens of Harker Heights. And we ask that you be with our military, our government, and the great state of Texas. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Texas,
one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you very much. Please have a seat. All right. Okay, the first order of business is going to be the approval of the agenda for the regular meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission for April 27th, 2022. That is tonight's meeting approving that agenda. Do I have a motion?
Commissioner Heidbrink, motion to approve the agenda.
Chairman, if you'll notice on the slide, there is a request to remove two of the items. They were withdrawn by the applicant earlier today.
Okay, very good. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Request to approve the agenda as amended.
All right.
Commissioner Bass, second.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion by Commissioner Heidbrink, a second by Commissioner Bass. Any discussion, commissioners? Okay, all are, young lady.
Chairwoman Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeyer.
Secretary Stegmeyer, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann approves.
Commissioner Watford.
Commissioner Watford approves.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin approves.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink approves.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess approves.
Thank you.
All right, that passes 8-0. All right. Under our consent agenda item is the approval of the minutes from the regular meeting held on March 30th, 2022. Do I have a motion for that?
Commissioner Heidbrink, move to approve the minutes.
Commissioner Heidbrink, do I have a second?
Commissioner Watford, seconds.
Okay, Commissioner Watford, seconds. Commissioners, any discussion? Are you good, Robbie? Okay. All right, none. All right, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeier.
Secretary Stegmeier, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Watford.
Commissioner Watford approves.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Mr. Bess, approve.
Thank you.
All right, that passes 8-0. Thank you very much. All right, report on City Council results from the from meeting held April 12th, 2022. Ms. Spell for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. If you all will remember, we had a pretty lengthy meeting last time, so we have quite a few cases to cover, and I'm just going to go through them very quickly. The zoning case for 1702 East Knights Way, the zoning case and the land use change, this body recommended approval at 6-2, and City Council did approve the change of zoning and land use designation 4-1. 1833 Tonkawa Trail was a request to change from R1 to R1R with a conditional use permit. Planning and zoning recommended approval 8-0. City Council did approve 5-0. The next case was 1608 Pima Trail, a zoning case from R1 to R2. Planning and zoning recommended approval 8-0. City Council did approve the zoning request at 5-0. And 3202 Comanche Gap to change from R1R to R1. Planning and zoning recommended approval at 8-0. And City Council did approve the zoning request change at 5-0. Z2207, which was the ACOT property, a land use change and zoning designation change for 1340 property just south of 1340 East Knights Way. He requested to go from a PDR with an R1 underlay to B2 and low density residential to community center on the property. Planning and zoning did recommend approval at 8-0, and City Council approved at 5-0. Platt's Dunyasha Place, planning and zoning recommended approval 8-0, and City Council did approve the minor plat referred to as Dunyasha Place at 5-0. The final plat referred to as Costas Addition, planning and zoning recommended approval with one condition at 8-0, and City Council did approve with the one condition at 5-0. And the concept plan referred to as McLaughlin Way, planning and zoning did recommend approval at 8-0, and City Council approved the concept plan at 5-0. And last night, City Council did hear, discuss and consider amending the fence ordinance to allow some, to clarify visibility triangle requirements and provide for the processing of alternate fence designs, allowing for placement of fences within, if you have two houses that are on a corner, there's an issue with the placement on some of the fences. They cannot be taller than 4 foot in height, and this change to the ordinance did allow for the planning and zoning director to review the specific cases and make a subjective decision depending upon the case.
Very good.
Sorry, I know that that's clear as mud.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about, so okay. We're good. All right, any at this time, any conflicts of interest?
No, sir.
Okay. All right, next item is going to be public comments. At this time, comments will be taken from the audience on non-agenda related topics for a length of time not to exceed 3 minutes per person. To address the Planning and Zoning Commission, please state your name, address for the Planning and Development Administrative Assistant prior to making a comment. No action may be taken by the Planning and Zoning Commission during public comments. Are there any citizens who wish to speak on a non-agenda related topic? Any citizens wish to speak on a non-agenda related topic? Okay, thank you very much. Are very cooperative tonight, I tell you that. All right, next thing here. Here we go. Under agenda item number 10, our public hearings. Z22-08, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider recommending an ordinance to change the zoning designation from R1M, manufactured one-family dwelling district, to R2, two-family dwelling district, on property described as Valley View, 3rd Extension, Block 011, Lot 13, Part of 12, East 25 foot of 12, generally located at 224 East Turnbow Road, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas. The spell for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Yvonne Spell, City Planner. Commissioners, you do have before you a request to change zoning designation 224 East Turnbow from R1M to R2. The applicant does intend to put duplexes on it. You can see on the screen before you the location map for the property. The posting of the sign on the property indicating there is a zoning case.
Much nicer signs. Mm-hmm. I applaud y'all for that.
Those are brand new signs, y'all. We did just get those. They are much bigger, I can tell you.
They stand out much better.
Yes. The zoning for the property indicating that it is R1M with properties to the east R1M, properties to the south being, I believe, R3, R2? R3, thank you. My glasses are not so clear. I apologize. Properties to the west are R3 multifamily, and properties to the north is actually the soccer field, the Summit Soccer Field. Existing land use, this property is designated as medium density residential right now. Properties to the east and south as well, and properties to the west are designated as high density residential, and the property to the north, the soccer fields, are parks/open space. Land use plan does indicate that this property should be medium density residential, so there is no change to the land use designation on the zoning change. The property is located within the floodplain, which would mean that any structure built within this property would have to be 2 feet, any finished floor elevation would have to be 2 feet above the base flood elevation in this area. And the applicant is aware of that. Notifications were sent out to 42 property owners within 400-foot notification area, when we have received 3 responses back indicating approval. And so you have the motion before you. The applicant is here tonight to answer questions, and I am also available to answer questions.
All right, commissioners, y'all have any questions for Ms. Spell? Who's here representing this request? Sir, if you can please come to the podium right there, state your name and your address. I kind of pull that microphone thing down to you there.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Please state your
Lee
name.
Lee Patrick, Jr., and I reside at 5019 Birmingham Circle, Killeen, Texas, 76542. And I've owned this property for more than 10, 13 years, and it's been vacant. I'm just trying to rezone it and pass it on to somebody else that can develop it and add to the city.
All right. Commissioners, y'all have any questions? All right, sir, please have a seat. I now open the public hearing. Does anyone in the audience wish to address this matter? Does anyone in the audience wish to address this matter? Now close the public hearing. Do I have a motion?
Secretary Stegmeier makes a motion to approve.
All right. Secretary Stegmeier, motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Commissioner Austin, second.
All right, Commissioner Austin, our only female up here. We have a female there. Only female up here. Not that that matters, but. All right. Any discussion, commissioners? It's not that funny, Watford. Not that funny. Okay. Commissioners, are Yinley? We're ready for you.
Chairman Robinson.
Chairman Robinson, I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeier.
Secretary Stegmeier, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Watford.
Commissioner Watford approves.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Thank you.
Okay, that passes 8-0. Congratulations, sir. Thank you very much. Have a good day. All right, next item is going to be Z22-09, conduct a public hearing to discuss and consider recommending an ordinance granting a conditional use permit, CUP, to allow for an accessory dwelling unit on property described as Skipshaw Mountain Estates, Phase 6, Section 1, Block 007, Lot 0042, and Skipshaw Mountain Estates, Phase 6, Section 1, Block 007, Lot Part of 43, Tri of 43, 8.5, by 9.21 by 3.25, generally located at 518 Chinook Circle, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas. Ms. Spell.
Thank you, Commissioner. This is Yvonne Spell for the city. You do have before you the location map indicating where the request for the accessory dwelling unit is, located at 518 Chinook Circle. This is the pictures of the site, or the sign postings on site. Existing land use map does indicate this property and surrounding properties should be low-density residential. Land use plan does show that all the surrounding properties along with this property are low-density residential. Notification, we did send out notices to, I believe, 64 properties within the surrounding area and received one notification back recommending approval. And then here are the motion conditions as presented in the case. I do not believe that the applicant's representative is here this evening, but he did write a very thorough and intensive letter of intent that you have in your packet to indicate what their intent is for this accessory dwelling unit. The property owner has a, I believe, their mother that they would like to bring to live with them or close to them, and he's got it pretty well laid out in the letter of intent that was included in your packet.
So the applicant is not
Applicant is not here, but they are not required to be here for zoning cases.
Right.
Okay.
I like to see people.
I know.
So, but, okay.
And then the motion conditions are on the screen in front of you should you request or should you choose to approve of the conditions.
The accessory, as far as the gain access from the existing private driveway, is there going to be like a sidewalk or something go back there or a
they didn't put in there that they intended to extend the driveway, but should they wish to in the future, I believe that was one of the that was why we put that condition in there. Actually, if you look, I believe if you look at the site plan, it's pretty narrow. I don't know that they would be able to extend that driveway to the side yard, but that was more for vehicular access.
Commissioners, anybody have any questions for Ms. Bell?
Commissioner Austin, when it comes to this owner saying they're not going to rent out the property, is there anything that in place that keeps them from doing that in the future when they sell the house to someone else? Or
The conditional use permit that's tied to the property, that's one of the conditions that we put on there is that they are not allowed to rent it out for that use.
But it stays with the property. All right. So the person's not here. Yada, yada, yada. All right. Okay. I still got a call for it. Is there anyone here representing this request? Is there anyone here representing this request?
No.
Okay. All right. This is where I'd really like to have the commissioners be able to ask questions, but we'll
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
It's Commissioner Bess. I see that it's fairly near the house. Are they required to run water and electricity back there?
They'd have water, electricity, and sewer.
In order for it to be livable, yes, sir. Yeah. They would have to extend utilities to the to the unit.
And so this is something that's within the city plan to allow for this type of structure to be built on in a neighborhood on a private lot.
We've done at least 20 plus that I know of.
Last year, I believe that we saw at least three conditional use permits come through. And not all of them are approved. We did have had one that was denied on the northern part of town last year. So it's not automatically approved. We take into account the neighborhood, the conditions of the neighborhood.
Actually, we had two. We had one in Highland Oaks that was disapproved, and we had one in Country Trails disapproved. But we've had people with a pool and they want a pool house with water,
right,
electricity there. Once you have the water there, the sewer, the city's like, you know, are you going to have what's going on here? So we've had pool houses come in before us. And the trend right now with COVID and all that is people are getting loved ones closer to them there. Are all these people actually keeping loved ones there? Are they renting these places out? We can't keep track of that. We don't have the resources to check every place there.
Sure.
So we're going by their word. That's why I like to have them present. But From what I know of this particular situation here, I think that it is legitimate, and it is for the elderly mother or something like that there. So I know that for a fact. Just don't know if it's father, mother, or both. But I know somebody's old, and they want to live in that house or live in that deal. So, but yeah, each one we got to look at because we don't want to have everybody in Harker Heights has one of these in their backyard. But that right. may be the case one day. Maybe you know, you or I may be living. I don't know. You know.
I do like that it's behind the house and behind the facade of the yeah. house. You can't see it from the street.
Yeah, and some of the ones that were have been done were quite costly that people have put in. I mean, they put a lot of money into them and stuff. Some look like a portable building that came in there that, you know, they've upgraded a little bit.
Right. So, well, my concern is you go down to Lowe's and grab an outbuilding and stick it behind your house and throw a cot in it and put somebody in it.
They do still have to...
That's not what this is.
No.
Okay.
No, they still have to comply with certain building codes.
One thing they do on that.
For it to be livable.
They do put water and sewer and electricity, but that's all on their nickel because it's on the private property. But they that's part of
that's
the process.
That's a requirement of the.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And it seems we've had a history of success.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we've had anything that I've, of all the years I've been up here, any.
I've never heard of
and I drive around all day long, so I hear things and see things. But I know for a fact I've done at least 24 or more. Yeah, and we have disapproved some. But this seems like a legitimate deal here. I went by the property there, as I'm sure all y'all did. They definitely have a large backyard. They're only over half an acre of land, whereas a lot of the lots we have are much, much smaller. So anyways, so... I'm going to basically, there's nobody, there's no one here that wants to talk or speak against or speak about this. There's no one out there at all? Nope. All right, so I'll close the public hearing. At this point in time, commissioners, we need a motion.
Commissioner Heitbrink, motion to approve.
With the conditions as presented?
With the conditions as presented.
Thank you, sir.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Thank you.
All right. Vice Chair Robinson, second.
Okay, very good. Okay, so I have Commissioner Heitbrink makes a motion. My younger brother, Vice Chair Robinson, makes the second. Any discussion, commissioners? Okay, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
Chairman Robinson, I vote to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeyer.
Secretary Stegmeyer, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Watford.
Commissioner Watford, approves.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heitbrink.
Commissioner Heitbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all very much. Passes 8-0. Good questions. Good talk there on that one. All right. Next item is going to be Z22-10. Conducts a public hearing to discuss and consider recommending an ordinance to change the zoning designation from R1, one family dwelling district, to R2. Two family dwelling district on property described as A0115BCIT Bean, south 5 feet of the 5 and north 85 of 6, block 48, Pueblo Trace, Comanche Land, acres 0.4, generally located at 1711 Pueblo Trace, Harker Heights, Bell County, Texas. Ms. Bell.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you, Chairman. Commissioners, you do have before you request to change zoning designation from R1 to R2, property generally located at 1711 Pueblo Trace, Unit 2. The pictures of the sign posting on site. The zoning map indicating that this property is currently zoned as R1, with properties to the west zoned R3 and R2, properties to the north and south zoned R1, and properties to the east zoned R1. Existing land use does indicate that this property is low-density residential. Properties to the east, government public space. I believe this is the middle school, the new middle school on Warriors Path. Properties to the west are designated as high-density, I apologize, medium-density residential and high-density residential, and properties to the north and south as low-density residential. And land use plan indicates that all the surrounding properties, with the exception of the middle school, are designated as medium density residential. Notification map showing that we did send out, I believe, 62 notices 33 notices to surrounding properties and received 7 back indicating approval. And the motion, should you so choose to approve the zoning request. The applicant is here, and I'm available for any questions.
All right, very good. Commissioners, any questions for Ms. Spell? Nope. Who's here representing this request? Please come forward, state your name and your address.
My name is Jeff Lackmeyer from 1201 South Division, Killeen, Texas.
All right, sir. Please tell us about your project.
Well, this property is right down the street where I'm working. I think I saw you today drive by, Larry. Yeah. So it's kind of where I'm at the moment. But it's surrounded by quite a variety of different housing over there. Obviously, you approved Pima and Pueblo for R2 development, which is right across the street at this point. So, I came across this property, and I think it's been R1 for quite a long time because it kind of been a mobile home lot that got divided, from what I understand, and it got subdivided kind of without being replatted, which we've discussed. So it's kind of one of those kind of areas that is sort of mixed, but that's kind of how it evolved. And from there's several R1 lots in there, but there was one big R1 lot. So does that make sense?
Yeah. So the duplex there is going to be 3-bedroom, 2-bedroom. What is it?
I have been doing 3-bedroom, 2-car garages and with success. So I kind of like that concept. It's a little bit bigger in duplex. I have families that prefer to store things and cars in a 2-car garage. So a lot of builders kind of criticize me for doing that, but I think it's kind of a neat combination of things. It's slightly different than what you're seeing every day. So
it's going to look like the ones right around the corner.
Yeah, so if you go down Pueblo, I've already got 2 duplexes with 2-car garages. There are 3-bedroom, 2-bath duplexes. They're kind of large with big backyards. So I think people like that. I think they do, and the rentals are doing well. So I don't own them anymore, but I know that the people that bought them are pretty happy with them. So
good. Okay. All right, commissioners, any other questions? Nope. All right, sir. Please have a seat. Thank you very much. All right. I now open the public hearing. Is there anyone here that wishes to, in the audience, who wishes to address this matter? Is there anyone that wishes to address this matter in the audience? All right. Public hearing is now closed. It's back to us, commissioners. Do we have a motion?
Commissioner McCann, make a motion to approve as presented.
All right. Commissioner McCann makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Secretary Stegmaier, second that motion.
All right, Secretary Stegmaier, very good. All right, commissioners, any discussion? Nope. All right, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
Chairman Robinson votes to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmaier.
Secretary Stegmaier, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Watford.
Commissioner Watford approves.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin approve.
Commissioner Heitbrink.
Commissioner Heitbrink approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess approve.
Thank you.
All right, that passes 8-0. Thank you very much. Okay, the next item is withdrawn. The P22-09 is withdrawn. And the next one is next is going to be P22-10, discuss and consider a request for a final plat review for the Ridge Phase 3 8th Amendment on a property described as a 1.05 acre tract of land situated in the WC Biles survey A-1364 and the AG survey A-1028, both of Bell County, Texas, being all of lots 53 and 54, block 10. The Ridge Phase 3 recording cabinet D, slides 201-D, 202-A, and 202-B. Plat records of Bell County, Texas, and being situated in a deed to Arvine Karthikeyan and wife, Divya Ganesh, recorded instrument number 202201-7268. Deed records of Bell County, Texas. Ms. Spell for the city, and I do not know how to say that. I apologize for whoever's here, but I will improve. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman. This is Yvonne Spell for the city. Commissioners, you do have before you a request to combine two lots located within the Ridge subdivision. The location map is before you on the screen. This is a kind of a zoomed-in version of the plat. The existing layout is on the left with the purple shade, and the proposed layout is on the right. The blue strip in the center is the easement that will be abandoned with this platting action. And that is why this plat is before you tonight, because it does require to be a final plat due to the abandonment of the utility easement and drainage easement that is currently located on that property. This plat was fairly straightforward. The only condition is that the plat type be identified as final plat on all required documents. We did have a couple, I believe, that said minor plat or amending plat. And the applicant's representative is here to answer questions, as am I.
Very good. Commissioners, any questions for Mrs. Spell? Nope. All right. Who's here representing this request? Yes, sir. If you please come forward, state your name and your address.
George Mesa with Quintero Engineering, 1501 West St. Schluter Loop, Killeen, Texas.
All right.
Can answer any questions you guys may have.
Okay, cool. All right. Commissioners, do we have any questions on the spinal plat?
Commissioner Heiprink, with the abandoned easement, that does allow them to build over that easement area, or like if it's uncombined?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, sir. Please
Thank
have
you.
A seat. Okay. All right. No questions there. All right. It's back just as far as a motion, commissioners. Who would like to make a motion?
Commissioner McCann, make a motion to approve as presented.
Okay.
Commissioner
McCann.
Second.
All right. Commissioner Bess. Very good. All right. So I have a motion from Commissioner McCann. I have a second from Commissioner Bess. Any discussion, commissioners? All right. None. All right. Young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
Chairman Robinson votes to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeier.
Secretary Stegmeier, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Watford.
Commissioner Watford approves.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Thank you.
Very good. That passes 8-0. Thank you very much. Next item is going to be P22-11. Here we go. All right. P22-11, discuss and consider a request for a final plat review for Corona Del Vita on property described as a 9.997-acre tract of land in Bell County, Texas, being part of the Uriah Hunt Survey, abstract number 401. The land herein being all of a called 9.99-acre tract of land conveyed in a warranty deed to Corona Del Vita, a nonprofit corporation being described of record in document number 202-002-1660, official public records of real property, Bell County, Texas. Open records. I can never remember that. Open.
That's the initials for what you just read.
Yeah, there we go. That's the initials for what I just read. All right. Ms. Bell for the city.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Commissioners, you do have before you a final platting action request for Corona Del Vita. This body did hear the preliminary plat for this property last fall. The purple shaded area on the snip from the plat is just showing you which lot it will be, which lot is for the plat. Staff and the engineer did have a little bit of miscommunication regarding comments. We did not have time to review their revised comments, but we do feel confident that given the nature of the outstanding comments that they will all be able to be handled prior to filing with Bell County or even prior to going to City Council. The applicant's representative is here to answer questions, as am I.
All right, commissioners, you have any questions for Ms. Spell?
Yes, Vice Chair Robinson.
Yes, sir.
The comments you said there was miscommunication, and you said you feel confident they'll all be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he'll talk to that too. But were any of them really significant?
No, sir. Most of it is marking easements on the property, like they're on TxDOT Road, so it would be a 1-foot non-access easement indicating where the driveway is. Essentially, all of the comments that were included in your plat are still outstanding. Just due to a miscommunication between staff and the engineer.
Yeah. You're confident?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The majority of them are wording on the document, not even dedication of an easement, just hashing out some wording on the document, and then letting them know that this is in the Knights Way Overlay District, showing existing utilities that are on the property, items like that.
Okay. All right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Secretary Stegmeier, the misspelling, that seems to be quite prevalent lately.
The misspelling?
Yeah, or miscommunications.
This one, I sent him the wrong comments for this plat.
I see.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Sent him comments for another plat that they actually were supposed to present tonight, and so he did not have time to address the comments that staff had.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Commissioners, any other questions?
I will put Mrs. Spell is sure everything's going to be okay. So.
All right. Here we go. Who's here representing this request?
Good evening.
Ace
Renault with Mitchell and Associates, located at 102 North College Street in Killeen. Just to echo what Ms. Spell has communicated to you is that we've reviewed the comments. It's all, you know, small items that we'll get taken care of, nothing drastic and easily rectified, and we're working that direction currently.
So the utilities, the easements?
Yeah, and so, and to speak to utility, the church has issued or obtained a completion bond for the single fire hydrant that was required by the platting action. We're currently under design for their church development for this site, and so they're going to bond that fire hydrant and then just construct it with the full site construction. So that's their intent, and why they delayed the single fire hydrant installation was just they could do it more economically with their full site development.
And TxDOT is there's an easement issue with TxDOT or something?
So we have communication with TxDOT, and they've indicated they're happy with there's an existing pseudo driveway there that will be upgraded to a full paved driveway with all the accoutrements that it would come with that, and I believe they're happy with that.
Okay. All right. Commissioners, any questions?
Mr. Stegmeier, can I get an idea of what kind of homes you're going to be building there? Duplexes?
So this will be a church.
A church?
Yes. So,
God's house.
So Corona De Vita is a local church. They're currently meeting in lease space, and they were originally located in downtown Killeen, and they've since sold that building, and they're working to build a sanctuary on this location.
Roddy? Nope. All right.
Thank you.
This will be God's house. Very good. All right. Thank you, sir. Please have a seat there. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Rob Robinson, Vice Chair. Eventually, 2410 is going to get four-lane or five-lane, and so they're aware of that. They're aware of how far back. I mean, the easements is already out there, right? So they won't build on eventual expansion.
Correct. So the site as platted, we've dedicated the necessary right-of-way to which would be our northeast corner. There's a small right-of-way dedication that's being made to the city to make up for the half of the total width of the road necessary as per the thoroughfare plan. But there is also a 30-foot passage easement that will be dedicated along the frontage of the plat. That will, that will create a buffer there for any widening that could happen in the distant future. And the building itself is actually
placed way back?
Way back on the lot. So.
Okay.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Right. My thank pleasure. You, sir. All right. Let's see here. It's back to us, commissioners. Nobody has any other questions here. It's back to us as far as making a motion.
Commissioner Heiprink, motion to approve.
All right, Commissioner
With the conditions presented.
All right, Commissioner Heiprink makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Commissioner Watford, second.
All right, Commissioner Watford. All right, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
Chairman Robinson votes to approve God's house.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson, approve.
Secretary Stegmeier.
Secretary Stegmeier, approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann, approve.
Commissioner Watford.
Commissioner Watford, approves.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin, approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink, approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess, approve.
Thank you.
All right, that passes 8-0. Thank you very much. All right, then we go to P22-12, has also been withdrawn. All right, so we're going to go to P22-13. Discuss and consider a request for a final plat review for Fuller Heights Addition on property described as a 6.494-acre tract of land in Bell County, Texas, being part of the J.W. Rennick Survey, abstract number 704, and part of the R.Y. Rennick Survey, abstract number 722. The land herein being all of a called 6.497-acre tract of land conveyed in a general warranty deed to John Ryder and Daniel Ryder described in Exhibit A of records in estimate number 202-106-2073, official public records of real property, Bell County, Texas. And that's what those initials are right there, what I just read, the last sentence. Anyways, commissioners. Excuse me, Mrs. Spell for the city.
Thank you, Chairman. Commissioners, you do have before you a request to complete a final plat for property located on Fuller Lane. The location map is before you on the screen. This platting action will divide this property into two separate pieces of property, I believe, for multi-generational family living. As indicated on the plat before you, two lots with a private access easement going up near the eastern, I'm sorry, the western two-thirds of the lot. And then again, conditions, all outstanding comments will be addressed per staff recommendation prior to filing the plat with Bell County Public Records. Planning comments have all been met post this, your packet being sent out. We are just waiting for some of the outstanding entities to look at the revisions to the comments. But again, it's the same applicant or applicant's representative, and we do feel confident that all of the conditions or all of the comments will be met on this plat. And he's available for questions.
I like your confidence. Here we go. All right. Who's here? Are we any commissioners? Do you have any questions for Ms. Spell? Yes, sir.
Yeah. Vice Chair Robinson,
yes,
really picky, but there's the acreage listed, there's a 0.03 difference in the acreage. Is that significant?
I believe that the applicant's representative can probably explain that to you. They're the ones that give us those the descriptions.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Any other questions? Nope. Okay. Who's here representing this request? Please come forward, state your name and your address.
Good evening again, Ace Renault with Mitchell & Associates at 102 North College Street. As mentioned, this is for a family that intends to build two houses on there, family members, I believe it's parents and a child, and their intent is to live on this property and to enjoy each other's company, I believe. I could speak to the delay on the getting the comments addressed before your packet went out. That was on our shoulders. Our office manager is out on maternity leave, and she wasn't there to keep me in check. And so that falls purely on me at that point. So I appreciate you guys hearing this case this evening.
All right. Well, my younger brother here has a question about the 0.03 deal here. So
And it's really picky, but it talks about 6.494, and then it talks about 6.497.
I'll have to look into it more, and I haven't found the exact which is the source of that, but we'll make sure that it is
because it's
accurate.
Only it's a thousandth of, it's chicken feed, but again they should match.
Yeah, we will make sure that whatever one was the most is the accurate one. We will represent it throughout the documentation. Sometimes, you know, we make minor adjustments of boundary towards it, you know, towards it, as we resolve a boundary, and sometimes we discover more information, so there might have been a very slight adjustment, but you're correct. Okay. It infinitesimal amount of area.
It's a thousandth.
Okay. All right, commissioners, do y'all have any questions? Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, guys and girls, back to us now. Who would like to make a motion here on the Ryder compound?
Commissioner Austin, I make a motion to approve with conditions.
All right. Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner McCann, a second.
All right, Commissioner McCann, seconds. All right, so I have a motion from Commissioner Austin and a second from Commissioner McCann. Any discussion, commissioners? Nope. All right, young lady.
Chairman Robinson.
Chairman Robinson votes to approve.
Vice Chair Robinson.
Vice Chair Robinson approve.
Secretary Stegmeyer.
Secretary Stegmeyer approve.
Commissioner McCann.
Commissioner McCann approve.
Commissioner Watford.
Commissioner Watford approves.
Commissioner Austin.
Commissioner Austin approve.
Commissioner Heidbrink.
Commissioner Heidbrink approve.
Commissioner Bess.
Commissioner Bess approve.
Thank you.
Okay, that passes 8-0. Thank you very much. All right, next items are reports from P&Z commissioners, alternates. Are there any commissioners or alternate members who wish to speak at this time? Well, I would like to speak to y'all for about 15 or 20 minutes here. No. I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. I know everybody's busy and everything, but I appreciate everybody being here. We're missing one commissioner, and that's great because there's been times where we've missed more than that. And the alternates being here is fantastic. I appreciate everybody going by the properties and looking at them and making good decisions tonight on these properties. So with that said there, any of y'all have anything to say? Nope, nope. All right, there we go. All right, any staff comments?
No, sir, we just have a very quick workshop after
all right. Hearing adjournment. None further, we are going to adjourn this at 6:50, the regular meeting of the P&Z at 6:15 p.m. All right, and we're going to go and jump right into the workshop. If you have to use a bathroom or something, please hold it. So, but you do have some snacks. Here.
You do have snacks. Actually, there's not even a PowerPoint presentation for the workshop. It is the packet that you have in front of you for the strike-through version of the definitions, the amendments to the definitions for the streets ordinance. If you can review them, comments, questions at the next workshop that we have. In particular, Christina was looking for any type of input on minor collector versus major collector for the street definitions and looking at local, some of the other local entities, they don't have a differentiation between major and minor collectors. So she did just want to point that out. And if y'all have any questions regarding...
There's not a place in here to sign.
That's not the minutes.
All right, where's
She's got, Courtney has
right,
the minutes.
She's got, all right, cool. All right. Very good. So everybody's got that. Your little, what's got to do there? Good. Nothing else?
That's it.
All right, then I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the workshop there from the time there to 6:16 p.m. Thank you all very much. Good job tonight, guys.
All right,